Live from the Geyer Studio, where combatants battle for the glory of cinema. This is Cinema Wars with your host DJ Ace, only here on WMCO. Welcome to another round of Cinema Wars. I'm your host DJ Ace, and this is the entertainment talk show here on WMCO. And as such, we have three contestants here to argue once more in the heat of cinematic battle, if you will. And this is actually a double point round, as this is the last double point round, because we are closing in mighty quickly on the end of the semester, which also means we're closing in on the final round, in which case we'll crown a champion. But that's not today, and so for today, we are going to be arguing they are going to be giving me their dream reboot films. And just to be clear, there's a difference between reboot and remake. A remake is when you take an old movie and redo it exactly, but reboot is when you take a previous property but redo it a different way. So now that we're all clear on that, to meet the contestants, we have Chris.
What up?
Andrew.
Hey, what? How's it going?
And Anna.
Hi.
Back again. I'm just saying, you are back again.
Yes.
For another double point round, no less. All right, so let's get their choices. Chris, what would you like to reboot today?
I would like to reboot the Michael Bay Transformers series, starting from the first movie.
Oh, dang. Shots fired, Michael Bay. Shots fired. Okay. Andrew, what are you rebooting?
One of my favorite movies in high school to watch was the Saw series. I want to go back. I want to reboot the first episode movie.
All right, and Anna, what would you like to reboot?
Attack of the Killer Tomatoes. It is a real thing. Trust me.
What?
Where do you get these things?
Don't ask.
What is wrong with you?
Sounds like Birdemic.
Jeez.
You can Google it. It's real.
I might have to, just to make sure you're not making this up.
I'm not. It's a real movie.
Last time we had a debate, I had a debate with you. You were talking about a psychic power moth.
I have weird taste in movies. All right, don't judge me.
Too late.
All right, or do, you know.
All
whatever.
Right, let's get your opening statements, starting with Chris. Why Transformers?
The biggest thing with this Transformers series is that even though the first movie went really well, every single sequel after that has kind of been torn apart, so to say, with the exception of Dark of the Moon. Dark of the Moon, or Transformers 3, is widely viewed as the best sequel, but because of the downfalls of the second movie, Revenge of the Fallen, and the most recent film, Age of Extinction, fans have been really calling for a reboot of the series just to kind of get Michael Bay out of there, because they feel like his direction, his path, so to say, they don't like where he's taking the series. They want to get back to basics, and they want to make it seem more like the original 1980s Transformers storyline would have gone, whereas Michael Bay has kind of been taking it into a different direction, adding some things
that don't really
make sense. Yeah, enter Megan Fox as a character that, yeah, we won't even talk about that. But
I will.
The fact that the fans want a reboot of the entire series so badly, it just makes it a logical choice to reboot as a whole.
Yeah, and not to mention that the early reviews for The Last Night aren't looking too good either.
Yeah, they're not. I'm excited for that movie, but
low expectations.
Worried.
Yeah, I'm a little worried. Because if The Last Night fails, then that might be it.
They better not make any more. Even though he said he's going to... There's something about them making 12 more.
Michael Bay's been saying he's going to step aside from directing since Revenge of the Fallen, and then he keeps coming back.
Quit it, Michael Bay. Go make another Bad Boys, please. Anyway. Okay, so... Andrew, why do we need Saw rebooted? How many of those are there anyway?
Too many.
It ended after 6, And the director knew when to stop.
That's true.
But the big issue that came out by the time Six came out, it was like it was so confusing to see to get everything all together. I mean, it felt like by the first movie, Jigsaw seemed like a pretty interesting character, but then every other movie that came afterwards was like an overlap of the first movie. So he would not only have to plan everything that was supposed to happen in the first movie, but he planned everything that was going to happen in the second, the third, the fourth, and it got really confusing from there. Even more confusing is when the original Jigsaw died at the end of the third one, and a new guy came in to replace him, and the original one basically knew the new and improved one was going to kill his ex-wife, so he has some guys from the first movie kill the second Jigsaw in the final movie. And I know that sounds confusing, but that is the point why it needs a reboot.
All right, Anna. You better do a great job of proving that this movie is a real thing.
You really set yourself
up. Why does the most obscure movie ever need rebooted?
Well, like you said, just because it's so obscure. And this movie was made in 1978, I believe, something like that. So, and it is a parody of horror movies in general, and I think it's obvious that the tomatoes are running around and they're killing people, or rolling around, I guess.
Rotten Tomatoes?
No, like real... Wait, what?
I'm asking for the title of the movie.
Oh, Attack of the Killer Tomatoes. It's a real movie.
He's looking it up, man.
Do it. That's fine.
He's going to prove you right.
Okay.
Or prove you wrong.
It's a real thing, I promise. But anyway, I think that if you redid this movie and actually attempted to make it an actual horror movie instead of just something like a stupid spoof thing, I think that would be even funnier. And plus, with today's technology and stuff like that, I feel like we can do all sorts of fun things with it. And I just think it would be a lot more entertaining than seeing tomatoes rolling around, bumping into people, and then they just flop over and die. Like, that's pretty much all that happens.
Well, I'll be dang. There is a movie that's called that.
I know.
Yeah, it has been proven to exist. Which is completely absurd.
The tomatoes look like a scary version of the Muppets.
They're literally just tomatoes.
I know. But they look like a scary Muppet.
Yeah.
All right, well, there you have it. So, in the great words that we like to say here every time over and over again, let them fight.
In today's universe, who in their right mind would even want to go see a movie about tomatoes rolling around killing people?
Children.
I don't even think the children would want to see that.
Have you seen Sharknado and its following?
I've seen Sharknado.
Actually, growing
and
up,
it's garbage.
It's dumb. It really is.
Yes, but it's gotten a following. So the point is the stupidest weird. Things.
Actually, growing up, I actually watched a TV series called VeggieTales.
I mean, VeggieTales is one thing.
Yeah, that's
educational.
I love VeggieTales.
People love Bob and Larry.
Yeah,
and you just don't mess with VeggieTales, but.
Well, then the
killer tomatoes?
At least you remembered their names.
Okay, but here's the thing. It was so bad. I will admit that movie is terrible. I didn't even get through half of it, to be honest with you.
Well, I'm surprised you even tried to watch it.
I was curious.
Oh, my gosh.
But that's why it needs a reboot.
Maybe it had a great ending and you just didn't know it.
That's a movie
that I wouldn't even touch with a 10-foot pole. So scratch that. I wouldn't touch that with a 35.5-foot pole.
Okay, but with the cool effects that we have around today, we could make some sort of giant tomato monster.
A lot of CG movies that come out these days don't compare to movies that came out in early 2000s that had were CG. Like, for example, I would say the original Jurassic Park had better has better CG than a lot of movies that have CG in, today.
That's a fair statement. And something else, if you want at least a little inkling of how this movie would fare today, there's a more recent film titled Rubber, in which a tire rolls around. And just, it's like a psychic tire, and all it has to do is look at people and they die.
I know, I've seen that.
That's a recent movie, and people just hate it.
I heard.
That's going to be the status of this tomato movie if it's redone.
But it can become a meme, and people love memes.
Is the rubber tire a meme?
The rubber tire is not a meme.
No.
Proof point.
Proven. I'm saying that it's a possibility that could happen with the tomatoes.
It's really not.
Look what happened to Sharknado.
I haven't seen a Sharknado meme anywhere.
They're everywhere.
No.
I mean, not as much as they were before, but they did exist.
Not helping your case with that statement.
No.
Not my fault.
Sharknado shouldn't have even been made. It needs to die. I don't know why they keep making more
because
of them.
It's successful and they have the right technology to make it hilarious.
Gentlemen,
we have the technology.
Apparently, we have the technology, we don't know why we should even use it.
To be entertaining. That's the purpose of movies.
It's the question
is to entertain.
The question of, you know you can do it, but should you? And that is where this tomato movie falls. You know you can, but you really shouldn't.
Yeah. I'm just curious to see what they would do if they actually attempted to make it, like, even a slightly bit terrifying as opposed to, like, making fun of it, because that's the point of the actual movie.
That's the point. You can't really do that movie and make it terrifying.
I think
people
aren't
going
to
take Killer Tomatoes seriously.
I know, but
To be fair, I don't like tomatoes. So,
see? He might be terrified.
No.
I would never eat one ever again.
No.
There you go.
I already don't. So.
I'm a health guy. I will eat a tomato.
If they eat you first, then that statement's irrelevant.
No. Just no.
If he's a fresh killer tomato, I would take a bite out of him.
I mean, first you bring up the spin-off movie just featuring Wilson. A volleyball. Now you're on to Killer Tomatoes.
Yeah. You should expect
these
things.
Are you kidding me? Oh
you
my
need
gosh.
To expect these things
okay.
going up against
okay.
me.
Just going,
awful.
Just to bring in Transformers, another franchise at this point that needs to, I hate to say it, but go away and never come back, thanks to Michael Bay. He has ruined the Transformers series for me ever since Revenge of the Fallen, and I'm not too hyped about giving another chance to Transformers, thanks to him.
Well, that's the point, though. With a reboot, you'd be bringing in new director I'm not done yet. Don't talk over me. Anyway,
ouch.
You'd be bringing in a new director, a new producer. Maybe Steven Spielberg, I don't know, maybe J.J. Abrams, if you can talk him into doing that and adding that onto his long list of things. But a different directing team and different actors, a whole new storyline, I feel like that would really do well for the Transformers universe. I do agree that Michael Bay is just completely ruining it. I still love the movies individually, but as a story, half of it just doesn't even connect and doesn't make sense, but it's just one of those things where giving it new direction and just starting from scratch, I think that could make up for the Michael Bay series and make Transformers watchable again.
So, but
not only was he a bad director, but the actors were bad actors.
For the most part, yeah.
Yes.
I do Shia LaBeouf.
Shia LaBeouf, yes. Shia LaBeouf is good.
I liked him for the first movie. Then he got annoying. But,
see what I mean? People love memes.
Then he got annoying, like or three.
Chris, my question is, would you keep the visual style?
I would change it up a little bit. I think there are some things that Bay and the producers do well visually. Because, I mean, let's be honest, CGI is absolutely necessary to make these Transformers unless you're going to go to animation, which I don't know if that's really the style that you should take it towards at this point. The live action works, but only to a certain extent. So I would keep the aspect of live action, but one, not nearly as many explosions. because as fun as it is to watch stuff blow up, Michael Bay just overdoes it. And two, I would maybe, you know, they made some interesting plays at bringing in Transformer sexuality and Revenge of the Fallen, and it just completely bombed. There were just, it was god awful in that movie, and they've scrapped it ever since. Little fun, not meant for young viewer jokes like that, they don't really have a place in Transformers, I think. So cutting that part out visually and in the scripts would make it a lot better.
So should we turn the Transformers franchise into a rated R movie?
Well, we will answer that question momentarily, but we have to go to a quick break here. You're listening to Cinema Wars right here on WMCO.
Mondays may be the worst day of the week, but I know just the thing to make your day a little brighter, to put a skip in your step and an extra bounce in your walk. Catch me, Brenna, on your Monday mornings from 7 until 9, and you'll get to hear some of my favorite motivational songs, quotes, and passages. Hopefully they give you the motivation to make it through another week only here on The Orbit.
I didn't want to talk. She just sat with me. That was all I really needed.
We got back. One day he called me out of the blue. And it's comforting to know that I always can count on him to have my back.
She called me from time to time. I really didn't think I needed any help.
It took me from being really depressed to feeling like somebody cared. It gave me some hope. Just that one text.
Be there. Your call, your presence, your words, your support. Be there and help save a life. Learn more about preventing suicide at veteranscrisisline.net.
Logan, I need your help, man.
What? What is it, Aaron?
I need to know what's going on. Where can I find an issue of the student-produced Black and Magenta newspaper?
Okay, Aaron, calm down. The Black and Magenta comes out at the end of each month and is in all the academic buildings and dorms on campus.
Thank you. I feel informed already.
Also, you can find current and past issues on issue.com. That's issuu.com.
Cinema Wars rages on here on WMCO 90.7 with your host, DJ Ace.
This is Cinema Wars here on WMCO. I'm DJ Ace along with Chris, Andrew, and Anna, and we're discussing reboots today. And going along with that, Chris wants to reboot Transformers, Andrew wants to reboot Saw, and Anna wants to reboot...
Attack of the Killer Tomatoes.
Yeah.
Great title.
All right, so let's talk. This is the last I'm going to talk about that, and then I want you guys to move on. But this movie has 27% on Rotten Tomatoes.
See what you did there?
Yeah.
Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, okay. It has a...
Chris is laughing. He likes my joke.
4.6 on IMDb. And here's the most peculiar part. If you look it up on the box office website, there's no results for it, and there's no... listing for how much money it made on IMDb. So I have to assume this movie made no money.
But it would if you rebooted it. That's why it needs a reboot, so you can make it so much better.
That's how bad this movie is. No one saw it. So there you go. All right, moving on, guys. I want to hear more about... I haven't heard a lot about Saw, so let's go there.
Well, if we're going to talk about low-budget films, let me tell you guys that the first Saw movie was actually a pretty low-budget film that was made millions of dollars and was highly successful in their debut. People liked the aspect of what they were going for in that very first movie, but it got too complicated and stupid as the series progressed. So the approval rating gradually dropped with every movie. So, we could keep things simple like it was in the first one. The first movie had just two guys locked in a bathroom together. And a dead body sitting in front of them, and the other guy, and one of them is being threatened and to kill the other guy because Jigsaw has their family hostage, as hostages. And it's an interesting twist that comes at the end of the whole movie. No one sees coming. It's those types of work that really brought out the Jigsaw fan in me, and that creepy laugh that the robotic laugh that the puppet had. It went like a.
So it's a monkey.
Thanks for that. All right, so I want to switch gears for a second. So I want each of you to tell me, who would you want to direct your movie?
I would love to see either J.J. Abrams or, shoot, who was the other director I was thinking of? Come back to me on the second one, but J.J. Abrams for sure.
All right. What about you two? Or did you not think about that?
James Cameron, after what he did with Avatar. Can you imagine what he could do with those tomatoes?
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh.
And then my backup, just for the lols, was M. Night Shyamalan. I can't say his last name.
M. Night Shyamalan?
Yeah, that guy. Yeah, just for fun.
James Cameron was the other one I was thinking of, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for that, Anna.
Mm-hmm.
My movie I would stick with, this guy's name is James Wan. He's the original guy who did the Saw movie, but he's done other movies like The Conjuring and Insidious.
I kind of feel like for a reboot you shouldn't keep the same director though. That kind of just seems counterproductive. I get what you're trying to say though, because the other movies he's done are good, and I love the Saw series. But I think for a reboot, you should give it over to someone else.
I'm just saying it doesn't have. Shouldn't it just be like a different approach or something to the same story?
But can you get that different approach from the same director?
Yeah, it would have too many similarities in the way that it's told, I guess.
Yeah.
For a lack of better phrases.
I love Wong as a director because of his work with The Conjuring, and honestly, I am a big fan of the Saw series. But if we're going to reboot Saw, I wouldn't give the reins right back to him. I would maybe let him pick his successor if you want to keep him involved, but don't let him be the director. Don't do it.
Okay. How about Toby Hopper? He's known for his Texas Chainsaw Massacre movies.
I could see that. The Texas Chainsaw Massacre is a good movie. I could see Hopper being a good director for Saw.
Okay. Chris, would you keep humans in your reboot?
I would keep humans, but drastically scale down how much they're involved. When you look at the original 1980s Transformers, they're in the series, but they're not the main characters.
So you want the Transformers to be the main characters.
Yes, I want to see totally, Optimus and Bumblebee.
I would agree with that.
And I would also not bring in Sam Witwicky, like they changed his name. I would go back to the original names, Spike, Sparkplug. You still have Carly Spencer before Megan Fox's character should have even been thought of. Carly Spencer was the main female in the original Transformers series. So you bring her back as the original female lead. And honestly, that's about it as far as major characters are concerned. I wouldn't bring up any kind of military alliance because that never really happened in the original series.
But America, Chris.
I know, but America, that's where it gets interesting.
America!
Because on one point, I love the military getting involved, but I don't like how much they get involved with the Michael Bay series.
Some of those moments in Transformers are just like ads for the like armed forces, I think.
Basically. Pretty much.
You get to blow things up and look real cool doing it if you join the army.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Especially if you go special forces.
Yeah. Anyway. Any final thoughts, anybody?
Well, I'm gonna say what my movie is feels like it's been a while. It needs to
yours has
be
been
returned.
A while. Mine came out in 1978. I think
which
mine
is
the most
which is true.
But it's still remembered fondly in some aspects, and it feels like it's the right time to start a reboot.
Okay, but if it's remembered so fondly, then why does it need a reboot? Why not take a horrible movie that was just hated and just try again and make it better?
No. Just no.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go ahead and say, if you want to take a look at what some fans have been trying to come up with on their own in terms of Transformers reboots, you can actually go online to a website powered by Wikipedia. It's called Fandom.
Do they have better arguments than you?
I thought my argument was pretty good. Dang. My argument was solid. I don't know what you're thinking, Andrew.
I gotta give him props for that one.
They've got, plot lines. A few of them have typed up scripts. So you can take a look at some different ideas there. That's kind of where I got the inspiration to bring up the reboot of Transformers. But there's a whole bunch of stuff online that you can look at if you want to take a closer look.
Alrighty, well, that being said, I'm going to choose our winners, and then we're going to move on to the bonus round real quick. So, for the point of creativity...
Hell no.
Yeah.
Just give it to me.
You have to have to give it to Hannah.
Yeah.
That's really all I aspire to get.
2 points. And for the point of argumentation, I will swing this in Chris's direction. Alrighty, so the bonus round question. The bonus round, even though reboots can be fun, they can be terrible and end badly sometimes. So, going along with that, the bonus question is, what movie should never, ever, ever, ever be rebooted? And so we're going to start with Andrew.
My choice is going, I'm going to stick with the classic Mission Impossible, because it's a movie that it feels like the last movie that came out about it. It's a perfect ending to it, I believe. If you want to finish it up, and there's no reason to touch it. And I don't think no one could play the character of Ethan Hunt like Tom Cruise did.
All right, Anna.
Jaws, just the first one, because don't touch the classics. That's a great movie. Just don't mess with it.
Yeah,
that's my argument.
Chris.
It's something we've already seen start to happen, but Disney needs to stop remaking and rebooting the classics. Beauty and the Beast. Lion King's a possibility for coming out.
How are they going to do
Jungle Book.
How are you getting one option? Is this more than one option here?
It's Disney classics. You don't reboot them.
It feels like this is cheating.
Yeah, this is not cheating.
I think it is.
No,
you're saying
not
multiple movies. That is so not right.
The Disney classics mold into
pick
one.
Pick one and stick with it, Chris. All right, you can't
then
have
Lion King.
Pick good one. Okay.
I will pick one and go with Lion King. That's been rumored. Don't know what the plot's going to be about. Don't know if it's going to be anything close what the original was. But if you look at the live-action Jungle Book, that's really not that close to the original. It's really not.
I feel like someone like Mufasa and Scar will look really scary to kids.
They probably will. You just shouldn't mess with the Lion King.
Here's the thing, though. If they already rebooted the Jungle Book, there's nothing stopping them from doing it to Lion King.
I know. They opened a can of worms that shouldn't have been opened.
That's an interesting
And that
expression.
Movie got best visual effects.
It did. But the plot was nothing like the original.
Well, I'm sure it wasn't.
Yeah. Well, to be fair, the original movie was nothing like the original book.
That's true. That is very true.
All right, well, this is where the rubber meets the road, but dun, 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 dude, I'm torn here. All right, so we can wrap this up here. If the bonus round does go to Anna, actually, for 2 points, that wraps up the double point round of Cinema Wars. We're going to have one more round next week, and then after that, dun, dun, dun. You've been listening to Cinema Wars here on WMCU. You can catch us on Fridays at 6 and 10.
The war is far from over. Tune in next week at 6 and 10 in the evening here on WMCU 90.7 for the next round of Cinema Wars. Wars. Next time on Cinema Wars, what is the most complicated time travel movie? The views and opinions expressed on Cinema Wars are not associated with Muskingum University, Orbit Media, WMCO, Orbit TV, and the Black and Magenta. Stay tuned for Cinema Central as our movie enthusiasts discuss the 2017 summer movie season.